What's good, B?
Sup, man? Chill. Thursday. Seems like we say this every time. Thursday is here again.
It's here again. Today is it's Halloween, man.
Halloween, man. Yeah. Dropping some spooktacular knowledge today.
Some spooktacular knowledge. Yeah. Exactly. What are you dressing up as tonight, man? I know you got the kids going out.
Be honest with you, man. I'm not a Halloween guy, you know. So
right.
You know, I'm dressing up as
as a real estate investor.
Yeah, I'm dressed up as a real estate investor. Yeah, exactly. I kind of move right into Christmas, man.
I know, man.
Anyone who knows me knows I kind of, you know, this is just a signal for me to bring out the Christmas music, pull the Christmas tree out.
Exactly.
Storage and I'm doing light checks starting probably tonight.
Yeah.
You know, pulling out the Christmas tree, going through, looking at the ornament check, you know.
Right.
So I get excited. So, you know, this is the signal of the holiday season, the Halloween. I'll let other folks have that.
But, exactly. You know, I saw you last week. You went to the Christmas thing at
I went to the Christmas.
Yeah, man. Christmas
store. Out, yeah, man. Yeah, man. I took my kids. You know, me and my wife, that's where we went on one of our first dates. Before our date, we stopped off at the Christmas store, you know, so there's history behind that. And then, you know, now every year I bring my kids.
Right.
So we walk around, look at the ornaments and the big displays and look at all the Christmas trees and the lights and stuff. Kind of just kicks it off for us. So, yeah, we're big on the holiday cheer.
Hey, that's what's up, man.
Yeah, absolutely.
We're going to keep that moving throughout the holiday season, man. Well, B, you're the gift that keeps on giving, man. Continuing education, man. I want to talk more about that. So why is it important for you? I know that you offer a course that's CE approved. Why is it important for you to put together courses that are, you know, CE approved versus just kind of putting together just standard classes, man?
There's a story behind that.
Yeah, man.
You know, I'll make it short. Years ago when I first started speaking, I started speaking, holding my own little groups out of a broom closet in Kinko's off right. of Dale Mabry. And I would travel around and try to speak at various different real estate investor clubs and, you know, and do my thing.
Okay.
You know, and I just wanted to be different. I think that, you know, I've seen other people come in and have their presentations and things of that nature, but I wanted to kind of be, you know, a lot of this was the upbringing that I had in the multifamily industry. If you remember, and you know very well, I was an instructor for the CAM course, right. Certified Apartment Manager course. So, you know, my background was always training and education and CE courses. So, if you develop content, you should get it approved for CE because it's like a stamp of approval that someone right. else has, you know, validated your curriculum. And there's a, you know, there's a level
right.
and a measure of how much knowledge and content really needs to be put in there. So, you know, when you check all those boxes through the state, it kind of gives you that stamp and seal of approval. So, third party stamp, exactly. seal of approval. So I just thought that was always important as I developed curriculum to get it, you know, get that third party stamp of approval. And then, you know, it just made your course much more valuable, for people to know, hey, listen, if this is CE approved, it's, you know, through the state of Florida or yep. whatever state we've got it approved in yep. that, you know, there's value here that it's not going to be a sales pitch. And I just always have, I know Gary V talks about jab, jab, jab,
right, right.
Hook, but for me, it's been like that from day one, you know,
exactly.
Is trying to give content. Every once in a while, we'll try to, you know, we mention products and services that we have, but even our products and services are geared towards really helping people and benefiting individuals, true. You know, so in being of service, because for me, anything I do, that anything that I put my name on, my brand, or, you know, we put our efforts behind is really, it has to be service first minded. So, you know, that's kind of the mentality behind that.
I love it, man. I love it. And, you know, one of the reasons I asked you that is because, we're now offering more CEs. We've really stepped up our game as far as offering CEs, you know, in all 50 states. One of the courses that we're offering is working with investors, which is a great CE approved course. It's three CEs. Before we get into that though, why is it important to, or, you know, more so want to talk about some strategies of working with investors, but why is it important for real estate agents and brokers to start looking at working with investors versus just selling single
family? We're
going to
get
homes.
In a lot of trouble today with this topic, Nate. We're going to ruffle a lot of feathers. You're bringing this out. Well, let's just address the 800-pound gorilla in the room, right off the rip. Technology is rapidly changing the industry.
Okay.
And whether you're a real estate professional, real estate agent, real estate broker, you know, it's at the end of the day, the industry is changing. You know, I question whether or not my children will know what a real estate agent was. You know, they may read about it, but, you know, it's just technology is changing. You know, the you know, what the uses and the resources of an agent. You know, an argument is the last, you know, stronghold they have is, oh, the peer-to-peer action. But look around. When you're driving, you know, you're at the dinner table, you go out to dinner. You know, next time you go out to dinner, look around. Look at people interacting right there in front of each other, but yet on their phones. Mm-hmm. You know, just look around. And you know, that peer-to-peer, you know, if you're putting all your stock as a real estate professional in that peer-to-peer transaction, and that's where, you know, why people are going to really still want to work with you in the near future versus technology, which is much faster, mm-hmm. much more efficient. You know, then so be it. You know, at the end of the day, you know, I'm sure there was a few dinosaurs that believed that the comet that hit wasn't going to wipe them out. And, you know, ask them how that worked out. Ask you know, Blockbuster,
correct,
about Netflix, how that worked out. Ask the taxi industry how that worked out. You know, just look at how, you know, technology is disrupting. But anyway, without going too far into that, as a real estate professional, you have to look at it. And for me, I've always had a problem with the real estate industry as a whole when you're primarily teaching individuals how to be a salesperson. Mm. There's nothing wrong with that. But I think the primary goal should be ownership. I'm not going to, you know, I don't want you to teach me skill sets so I can, you know, make other people rich.
Right.
And I know it's a noble profession in the beginning, in its infancy, it's a noble profession. Mm-hmm. You're helping people find homes. Got it. I understand. But again, now technology is helping people find homes. Now, you know, what do you do? You know, now, you know, I can help investors find investments. You see a lot of agents correct. Going, you know, I'm an investor friendly agent. You know, I don't want to necessarily teach that individual how to be an investor friendly agent. Mm-hmm. I want to teach you how to be the investor. Mm-hmm. You know, at the end of the day, you know, figure out a way to take ownership. You know, you don't want to just create a business model to where you get paid only during the transaction.
Correct.
You know, transaction to transaction, that's not a business. When you build a business around one or two,
right,
5 or 10, 20 to 50 transactions, even if you're a mega agent or you're, you know, a $1 million producer, you know, how many of them are there, number one? And you know, even they'll be, they're going to, you know, technology is going to impact their business and their book of business as well. So even if you're a $1 million producer, at the end of the day, you're still, you know, check to check. It's ownership that you should be looking at. So how do you take your real estate license? How do you take, and you've learned valuable skills. You've learned how to create a database. You've learned how to cultivate relationships and cold call and do all the things necessary to be a really great real estate investor prospecting. Now I'm just, you know, I would like for these individuals to take these talents that they've developed and now, you know, morph them into going to the next level, which is ownership. You know, how can you become an owner and take your talents and your skill sets and offer, you know, ownership in a project? How any good property management company, any good brokerage should naturally become a syndicator, a general partner in their own investment firm.
Okay.
You know, it's just that's a natural progression for a brokerage firm, right? Because now you're creating passive income from yourself. You're handling the management, the asset management. Now you have ownership in the asset itself. Now you're creating wealth, passive income. That's what a business is about, is creating passive income, not commission-based income, passive income where you're sleeping and the income is constantly coming in. Correct. You have ownership in something. You can look at a building and go, I didn't just sell that building. I have ownership in that building. I'm the general partner. in that particular project. Now you're building wealth. Now you're creating legacy, mm-hmm. not commissions. Mm-hmm. And there's a big difference between, you know, creating, you know, building wealth and you know, and getting rich off of commissions. So, you know, there's a big difference between being rich and being wealthy.
Correct.
So I'm just, you know, for me, I'd like to see agents and brokers look more towards the ownership and developing their skill sets and understanding how to not only just evaluate these investments for sale or evaluating for the underwriting purposes, but also understand the syndication process, how to create, you know, a private equity firm and how to create and be able to build models, frameworks from which they have ownership.
Wow. So once you're, when you're building this model and you're working with these investors, what are some of the strategies that you would recommend to either develop your skills or to attract other people that are looking to invest? What are some of the, your recommendations?
That's a good question. And I think people naturally feel like they have to spend tons of mm-hmm. money in marketing.
Right.
And I don't necessarily feel that way. I've never necessarily subscribed to that theory. And it might be just only because I've always been the underdog and never had a huge budget.
Right.
So I've always had to be creative. But for me, I think the being, when you say when one needs to attract what it is that they're trying to, you know, attract, whether it be through marketing, social media, whatever channel they use, mm-hmm. you know, for me, you have to develop a brand mm-hmm. of service first. Mm-hmm. And being able to give people, you know, get people answers and be a problem solver, you know, not just identify a problem, you know what I mean? So, you know, just apartment rescue going exactly. out there, you know, identifying a problem for these owners. I can identify a problem, but then what I'm doing is also creating a framework for them to help them, you know, with whatever problem I've identified on their property. Now I've given them a framework. A step-by-step process in this framework to eliminate those problems, you know, to eradicate those problems altogether on their property, whether it be, you know, the turnover issues due in part to bad qualifying criteria and rules and regulations. You know what I mean? Yep. You know, creating a move-in meeting and understanding that the move-in meeting is much more than just handing someone keys, receiving their rental income. No, sit them down, walk through the lease, walk through the rules and regulations, walk through the qualifying criteria, the whole nine.
Mm-hmm.
So developing the systems to help them successfully, you know, during the moving process eliminates a lot of the headaches they have, you know, within the lease, you know, with turnover and delinquencies right. because they're tightening up the actual qualifying criteria. So they're meeting a problem at the eviction start. You know, you want to really bottleneck evictions. It starts at the move-in. It starts with the qualifying criteria and how you approach your prospect tenant. So just understanding that, just, you know, identifying a problem, but then also being able to create the framework that offers solutions.
Right.
You start there, and that process comes with education and training and knowledge,
right.
you know, of the industry. And then you build your brand and you build your message around that. And then you go about various different channels, depending on your budget.
Right.
to get that message out there. And now there's so many different ways to get that message out there through meetups, mm-hmm. through Zoom and being able to hold webinars and promote the webinars through social media.
Correct.
You've got all these various different channels from Instagram to LinkedIn now doing videos to Facebook, which we're doing now. You know, we've got cameras all around the studio pointing, yep. you know, each one specific for, you know, whether it be Instagram, Facebook, LinkedIn, our own for the podcast,
correct.
For our education and training, you know, one is capturing that information. So, mm-hmm. you know, all it's be where, however you decide to get that message out. The key is just understanding that, you know, there are people out there that are in need
mm-hmm.
and they need your skills. And if I'm a real estate agent or a broker, I'm trying to figure out, you know, what's the best way to take the skills that I've developed over these years, as well as my database.
Correct.
And create a true business model for myself, an ownership model, you know, from which I can have ownership stake in a lot of these commercial grade assets. You know, how can I not only find an apartment building, but how can I, you know, put together the management, put together the right. framework, put together the syndication, and benefit, you know, from the investment itself, like what we're doing at Javis Capital.
Exactly.
If we can do it, anyone can do it.
That's true. Very true. So I love it, man. So, you know, getting into this whole syndicator, becoming an investor as well, and not just servicing investors, as a broker or an agent, are there any skill sets that, you know, you say like really stand out, you know, when they're working with investors? So like being able to evaluate deals, being of service, actually being able to operate the property on a day-to-day mm-hmm. basis, before you start passing on, you know, the properties to property managers, you know, what are some of the.
Well, I mean, I think, you know, again, you know, the skill sets that for me that are always helpful is just the ability to be able to look at an investment mm-hmm. or speak to an investor and speak directly to whatever issues they may be having, whether it be operational. And typically, right. like I said, between the units, 5 units and 80 units,
right.
you're dealing with typically either a small partnership or a private owner.
Okay.
And, you know, 87%, you know, of those individuals probably have some sort of operational issues on their property, mm-hmm. Underperforming in one area or another or multiple areas. And so the ability to look at a property, and you see me do this on YouTube, and step foot and identify issues, even with an experienced operator, sometimes that, you know, you just develop these cataracts over the eyes, you know, to where you just, you know, you stop seeing some of right. the issues, you stop seeing some of the leaks. You know, whether it be in maintenance, whether it be in your qualifying criteria, whether it be in the way you handle your rules and regulations, you know, throughout the process of the lease term,
right.
You know, your interaction with the tenants, the curb appeal on your property, whatever it may be, you know, even the best operators sometimes have a blind eye. That's why everyone needs a consultant to come in and give them a fresh look. But at the end of the day, you know, I'd say safely, 87% of these operators. Within 5 to 80 units are experiencing problems mm-hmm. At the on-site level. And so the ability to be able to hone in there and lock in and be able to present opportunities. And we talk about that with a lot of our clients is, you know, there's tons of ways we can go. We can go with the management. Mm-hmm. We can go with the consulting and help you, you know, right the ship. We can buy this thing cash if you want out.
Right.
Or we can kind of develop maybe some sort of owner financing opportunities where you stay on as an owner and you just sit by the mailbox and receive a income every month and let us take over the operations. You know, there's tons of various different options that one has. But the main goal is to seek ownership.
Right.
You know, that at the end of the day, that's why we're playing this game. And for the life of me.
Yeah.
I can't see why anyone would want to get involved with real estate from a commission base. That's not real estate.
I mean,
I can understand that right. model 20 years ago when you right. were selling homes, but now the American dream is not home ownership anymore. And hello, yeah. is there a bell or a whistle we can ding, you know, to wake folks up, right? Hello, guys. Let me be the one to tell you, home ownership is no longer the American dream.
Exactly.
You know what I mean? Home ownership is the level of homes and homeowners, I think it's dwindling. I think, you know, I forgot what statistic and what report was out there, but nationally, yeah. you know, home ownership is not the primary thing. You know, we are in Austin, Texas, and correct. We talked about this in the last podcast and going to these communities, these ecosystems that are being developed now, these communities that are being developed where it's work, play, live, you know, it's home ownership. It's hard to compete with that.
Correct.
It's hard to put that, you know, that label on, you know, it's just tough. So at the end of the day, getting back as a, you know, as a real estate professional, I mean, at the end of the day, you know, I don't understand why, right. you know, why right. the mindset around just, you know, that commission, that's fine. If you want to sell homes or sell apartments or whatever, that's fine. Have a portion of your business,
yep.
you know, that does that. But the main focus of the business should be creating passive income, whether it be through the property management or the ownership in and itself.
Right. And the studies show that intentional investors are on the rise. You know, so there's a huge pool of active investors seeking these investments, looking for people to work with. They don't have the knowledge or the savvy. They have the finances and the resources, mm-hmm. you know, to put money into these projects. So, yeah, if you're an agent or someone who wants to work with investors and you're wanting to grow your ownership, you know, this is a great time.
Absolutely. You know? Absolutely. And, you know, and it's just getting better. I mean, at the end of the day, multifamily is outpaced most all investment opportunities that are out there and will continue to grow because, you know, this is like I said, home ownership is no longer the American dream. You're seeing these communities being developed with the gyms and the Wi-Fis and the restaurants and the mixed use in these communities. Like I said, we are in Austin, Texas, and I forgot what was that called?
The Domain.
So, you're seeing communities like this. But look at downtown St. Pete where I am. The sense of community and all what the community has to offer. At the end of the day, folks are, the American dream again is just not home ownership. So, you have to switch your mindset as a real estate professional. And, there's nothing wrong with selling the home. There's nothing wrong with the commission, but we all understand that that shouldn't be your primary focus. So is the point that I'm really trying to drill home. And that's why, that's why I think getting involved, understanding how to underwrite, understanding how to evaluate markets, understanding how to create your own, perhaps private equity firm, how to become a general partner, a syndicator, should be the primary focus of a lot of these up and coming real estate companies or brokerages that have been established. They need to start thinking about developing the framework within their business model, as they once did property management. A lot of them are like, I don't want to do property management, but slowly morphed into having a property management division. Might have started small with one or two agents doing property management in the office, but has grown. And the same thing needs to be looked at. And I said the same thing 15 years ago about property management. In fact, I was one of the first people to go to Keller Williams. That's how I met Mark Willis and all the, Gary Keller and all of them, is when I went and took my product called the Instant Office to them and tried to sell them on property management almost 15 years ago. I was saying this. Now look where. And so now I'm telling you again, the next thing that I'm telling you about doing, for those who want to pay attention, is get into the equity, get into the private equity side of things, ownership, get into the, develop, your own syndications, your own private equity firms, take your resources and tools and services and develop your own private equity firms, have ownership in the buildings. I'm saying that now. Exactly. This is the new, please don't wait 15 years to try to start this time because, things move a lot faster now.
Exactly. You'll be too late. And so, what would you say to those agents and brokers, real estate schools, now that you're offering CEs in every state, you're offering all this, continuing education and the ability to continually hone their skills. We've got the multifamily matrix. What would you say to people that are looking to gain their knowledge and really, attack this in 2019, 2020?
Yeah, I mean, shameless plug, I'd say go to the matrix, come join us, let us help develop, let us help create a framework for you, an individualized framework for you, either for you personally as an agent or broker or your brokerage. I'm talking with Jason Fix. I forgot the name of his brokerage, but, talking with him, I think we're golfing tomorrow and talking about, how we take the conventional brokerage and move it into this new age of, developing agents and brokers or agents within your brokerage to have an ownership mindset with their investor clients, to be able to teach them how to take ownership. That's the greatest gift we can give any individual. So, that's kind of the conversation that we're having. But, as far as what message I would have to any kind of schools or any kind of, and I don't really necessarily have a message. It's, well, actually, I do. It's, if you haven't realized, the industry is changing and you need to adapt. You need to adapt. And, you either act or be acted upon. And, if you're going to be acted upon, it's not going to be nice. This market is unforgiving. Technology is unforgiving. It can care less about how many clients you've had, how many deals you've done in the past. It can all be taken over within years. You haven't seen yet what Zillow is going to do. You haven't seen yet what Amazon is going to do to the housing industry and how they're going to change. You're getting bits and pieces and you're seeing things happen, but you haven't seen how like that it's going to drop a bomb. Please. There it is. On the end and blow everything up, bro.
Exactly.
And blow everything up. So, you haven't seen them play their cards yet. You've seen them tip their cards a little, but you haven't seen them actually play their cards, and it's going to happen. And for those who are falling back on the old way of doing things, so it's like you got to act or be acted upon and just understand the market is unforgiving. It has, you know, it has no favors.
Absolutely. So I saw my
favorites.
My first, one of my friends on social media posted a photo with his wife. They had purchased a home through one of those kind of rocket mortgage type mm-hmm. programs. Mm-hmm. Didn't thank a realtor, didn't thank anything other than they held up this box, and the box got all the credit, you know, mm-hmm. for buying this new home. And so, yeah, you know, the industry is changing, you know, that, you know, selling homes is not going to be something that
it's changed.
To. Yeah.
Here's the thing too, you know, we're saying the industry is changing. It's changed.
Correct.
When you see home ownership dip and you see the announcement of new technologies coming into the marketplace, it's already changed. It's just now, you know, it's like I said, it's you're already being acted upon. So it's now just, you know, and you see a lot of them still have their head in the sands, thinking that they're going to continue to operate their brokerage and operate their services because, it's either naiveness or just don't know what to do. You know, sometimes it's paralysis, but I just don't know how to respond to the market changing, and you're just frozen, deer in the headlights. So I get it. I understand. But you're going to have to formulate a plan. You cannot just continue to brush it under the, or, you know, it's going to change the industry, and brokerages are not going to look. You can see what Keller Williams is doing, becoming more a technology company. Mm-hmm. You see it. The writing is on the wall. You see it. Mm-hmm. You know, you see what KW venture capitalists and the things that, you know, this man is buying up, this man meaning Gary Keller. You see the companies that his venture capitalists companies are buying up, these technology companies. The writing is on the wall.
Right.
You know, so it's just, yeah. So it's, you know, you either act or be acted upon.
Well, like I said, I mean, B, you're the gift that keeps on giving, man. So we come bearing gifts. We have the Multifamily Matrix. We have BrianChavis.com. We have all of these CE-approved courses, and we are going to insulate you with all the information that you need to be able to work with investors, to be able to attract investors, and also to be able to become an investor. We want to see you, have ownership in 2020 moving forward. And, we're here to kind of, you know, take on that new look and feel of the,
absolutely,
of the realtor and the brokers and
you help know, you develop future. That so, framework. Yeah, exactly. We can help you develop that framework, you know, whether it be for as an individual,
yep,
or a company.
Correct.
To be able to implement your own strategies and to be able to start saying, okay, I need to carve out a piece of my business to focus on commercial real estate and ownership. And how do I do that? So, you know, what is the syndication process? What is the framework? You know, how do I add that component to my existing revenue sources? And, you know, and you know, how do I, you know, begin to educate my agents? How do, you know, what are the liabilities? All of that we can help. You know, we can help develop that framework. And that's our goal. That's our mission, to be able to help all individuals, not just investors as well, you know, but real estate professionals, right, all the way across the board. Just getting our message into these real estate schools and associations and being able to help them help their real estate professionals, identify and again, to be act and not acted upon. So, any kind of strategic partnerships we're looking for and we're developing and we're trying to bring that message in. Hopefully, you know, this is a start of it with, you know, having these conversations on our podcast. And, hopefully we can have this conversation again and then open up the phone lines. Absolutely. To agents that may have questions or concerns right now that we can kind of get some answers to. And take some calls. So maybe we can, exactly, work on that in the next couple of weeks and start taking some calls from some of our agents and brokers and really, you know, help them with developing frameworks and game plans to implement in 2020.
Of course. Yeah. And if you guys want to, you know, call into the podcast, visit BrianChavis.com. We'll have a link up there for you so that you can reach out to us through the podcast. We want to hear all your questions. We would love to speak to you. And Brian, we got to get to work, man. So
yes,
thank
sir.
You so much for being on the podcast once again, bro. It's always a pleasure speaking with you each week, man. And look forward to catching up with you soon, man.
All right, man. See you next week.
Absolutely.
Be blessed.
You too.